Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
My friend was like, hey, do you want to try this weed... this weed chocolate?
What?
And I never smoke weed or eat weed.
How come you never do that with me?
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a self-proclaimed sex expert and cougar.
And my son is a self-proclaimed stand-up comic and clown.
Together we chat about sex.
Why? Tell me.
Well, we chat about it because it's not talked about. Well, it is talked about enough in our society in a very negative way, actually, these days. But not openly enough. What's going on here? What the fuck is going on here?
I love your quote. The quote is... Where's the quote?
It's like watching a snail move right now. What's going on with your arms? You're sifting through papers?
I'm sifting.
What's going on here?
I'm looking for my quote.
Are you taking notes on what I say?
Yes. And I had a quote that I really liked about being...
It's important. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, and it's important to be uncomfortable sometimes.
That is such a phenomenal quote. Interestingly enough, it's the one quote that I have in my bathroom, well, besides Shine Your Light. That was a Buddha quote. But I have another quote that's from Eleanor Roosevelt that says...
Buddha definitely didn't say, shine your light.
Somebody
did. That is a very
new
age, hippie thing.
It was a Buddha doodle.
A Buddha doodle. Someone who likes Buddhism made for you.
Eleanor Roosevelt, do something every day that scares you. And that's what you're saying.
That's our in your bathroom?
It is.
What is this, shitting a scary situation?
Every day it makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, so basically that's the whole mission of the show.
We're going
to the place that makes us most uncomfortable with the hope that it expands the conversation around sex and other uncomfortable topics.
Exactly.
And give you a laugh in the process. How do you like that?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You couldn't say it better. You couldn't say it at all. All right. Before we jump into this... Monday morning after show. I want to explain what it is. This is, we release twice a week. On Thursdays, we have a guest on the show. On Mondays, we get to talk to you. You are a guest. Any voicemails or texts you leave us.
Or questions or comments.
At our number, which is Yes Text Mom.
Or on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube comments, or Facebook. We will answer those questions as well.
We get to listen and respond to you. So... I think it's our favorite day of the week, actually, to do this.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Whack Packers, but we're going to come up with a new name for the Whack Pack.
Yes, we're still working on that. So that's what this is all about today. And before we do that, I wanted to say thank you very much to everyone who has left an iTunes review to date. Because guess how many we have now, Mother?
193.
300.
No way.
Where did you come with 193?
You told me to take a guess, so I took a guess.
A random number.
Yeah.
We have 300, so thank you all for
Wait,
the 300.
Wait, this 300th? Oh, my God. And we have
3-year anniversary, 300 episode, or 300 ratings.
And in honor of our anniversary, I'm going to ask the same question I asked of you on the first episode of ever doing Sex Talk with my mom, and that was, how's the sex life going?
Mom.
Same response?
You're completely derailing the whole entire introduction over here.
All right, let's go
back
to that.
And you know the answer to that, which is not good, always.
I'm not 100% sure. You know, who knows what the hell you did.
I'm going on a very long time now with not having sex.
It's a little drought, but when it rains, it pours.
It's a big drought. But it's a drought for a reason. You know, there hasn't been anyone who I've been like, oh, I really would like to, you know, engage with sexually and emotionally at this point.
You haven't found your llama.
I haven't found a llama. Love of my life. All right. So I wanted to read an iTunes review.
Yeah, let's hear those iTunes, the 300th one.
Okay, so the 300th one is from someone named Lynx Lass. The subject line is eye-opening sex education for adults. I love that.
Yes.
Five stars. Eye-opening sex education for adults? Yeah. Are you kidding? That's great.
When I'm a child on top of it.
This one says, Karen and her son Cam talk frankly about sex in the 21st century. Their candor and humor take a sometimes taboo topic. And turn it on its butt. Sex should be freely discussed without fear of judgment and exploitation. This mother and son nail it.
Who is this again?
Lynx Lass.
I love Lynx Lass.
That is such a wonderful review.
She gets it.
Is this your friend who...
I have a feeling because she told me she wrote a review and it sounds like she's a really smart writer. She's a friend of mine from high school.
Oh,
shout out to Lynx Lass. I think it's her, but who knows?
Who knows? It could just be a listener. And this is a wonderful...
You like that one?
Yeah, I really like this.
Yeah, you would like Lynx Lass.
Yeah. Okay. So besides, the reason I like this so much is that
I think I kissed Lynx Lass on the lips.
What?
And at one of my reunions.
What do you mean? How did that come about?
I think we decided to, she wanted to go there and I said, oh, I'll try it.
Have you kissed a lot of women in your life?
I have kissed no women in my life.
Is Lynx Lass a man?
It's a woman.
So then obviously you kissed a woman.
Up until that point, I had not. I mean, maybe an occasional I would.
So it was a real sensual kiss as opposed to
I think it was a trial real sensual and it didn't do it to anything.
It didn't get you where you needed to go?
Nah, it didn't. No. I can't do the Katy Perry thing. Oh, I kissed a girl.
And I liked it?
I liked it.
You don't like it?
Not really.
All right. Well, how do you know when you like a kiss, by the way?
You get a feeling all over your body, like it's exciting.
I look for this feeling every time I go to kiss someone.
And you haven't felt that feeling?
Not in years.
Well, did you feel
it? I'm kissing lots of frogs, and none of them are turning into princesses.
What about that time when you were on the ski lift, when you were in seventh?
I almost fell off the goddamn ski lift.
When you were in seventh grade.
That was my first kiss. I stuck my tongue out like a salamander trying to get it in that mouth. And in doing so, I almost fell off the ski lift. Could you imagine? I literally had to grab the back of the ski lift chair because I almost fell off of it.
Well, did you get that feeling?
It was a rush for sure.
Yeah, you weren't sure if it was because of the kiss or because you almost died.
That's correct.
I remember my first kiss was on a canoe trip at my overnight camp. It was a boy-girl overnight camp.
Oh.
And I remember we parked overnight and we were playing Spin the Bottle. And I kissed, and I was practicing kissing on a bottle of bug spray.
You told me at one point it was a bottle of deodorant.
Bug spray.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe you misunderstood.
Okay.
But whatever it was, I practiced on that.
How do you practice on a bottle?
I don't know. What was I going to practice? Who knows? I was in seventh grade. How old are you in seventh grade?
12.
12. So I was 12. So I still remember that. It was a positive experience, if I remember correctly. Except I think maybe the guy had braces, which is negative experience. Anyway.
Okay, so, all right. So that's another way that you can help us out if you like the show. Join us on Patreon. That's where we get to chat with you directly. And it's the best way to support us financially. And
Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Yep.
And I might add, we have merch now, and the merch we have is a t-shirt, and the t-shirt is a design that is, it's so freaking cool that I want to give one of these t-shirts away to someone, the one who comes up with the new name for our Whack Pack. How's that?
Love it. All right, let's dive into the goddamn.
So let me explain how the contest works. You submit your name on, let's say, Instagram, and, or Yes Talk Mom. And if we
text mom
that, and if we like it, yours will be the winner. And it got to be in the United States though. And we will send you that you're the winner. We will send you a t-shirt with our logo on it.
I love it.
And if anybody else wants to buy that t-shirt, go to our merch store, which is at sextalkwithmymom.com.
All right. So we have a lot going on. So first of all, last episode was about the pregnancy scare.
One of the funniest ones. I sometimes I don't have time to re-listen to our podcast. I re-listened to the whole thing and I was crying with laughter.
So thank you.
At your expense.
Here we got some tweets actually because of this. We don't usually get tweets, but this one we did. Someone said it was oddly comforting to hear a guy have a pregnancy scare. Usually that's a panic only women have to experience.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Especially
Jessica.
When it just was a self. It was a manufactured though. It was a manufactured pregnancy scare.
So I didn't even realize. Yeah, it doesn't. Very rarely does the man have a pregnancy scare. You know, usually it's the a woman experiences a pregnancy scare because they miss a period or, you know, usually they're like, this person went in without a condom and I'm out of birth control. But rarely do you hear the man say, for some reason, I think I've impregnated you.
And especially when there's nothing preceding that to indicate that someone was impregnated.
Well, we did. The truth is we did have sex.
That was the only indication. And you wore a condom.
The condom got a little loose on the way out.
Okay, here we go again. We're not going through it again.
And yeah.
We're not doing this again.
We're not doing that.
Suffice it to say, you probably are one of the few people
that's not the case. That's not suffice it to say because someone else said, how do we find this one? Oh, this person said, poor at single cam comedy. That's my handle. Poor at single cam comedy. We've all been there with these pregnancy scares, even married folks. Yeah, so even if you're married, you can have these pregnancy
scares. Because the woman suggests that she might have missed her period or that she feels symptoms of pregnancy. You had not had a discussion with the person you thought you impregnated more than a year after you impregnated her or thought you did.
Well, guess what? This episode came out. I sent it to her and I said, hey, this is really what was going on over here. And luckily she found it funny.
I knew she'd find it funny.
She said, you're not going to believe this, actually. I forgot to tell you this.
Yeah, you did. What?
I get on the phone with her and she has no idea that I put this episode out. Okay. I haven't talked to her since like a month after we had the one night stand. We had the recap of that night, which was a month later, and then now this is like 12 months later.
Yes.
Okay, we have not talked in the interim.
And you decided to call her.
Outside of those texts where I was trying to suss out whether she was pregnant. So finally, I texted her saying, hey, I have something funny to share with you. And she called me, or I called her, and she immediately gets on the phone. She goes, what, you're pregnant?
No.
And I go, what? What is it? What does
that
mean?
That is hilarious.
What do you mean? Am I pregnant? are you pregnant? She's like, wait, what? No, that's just what people say when someone texts you out of the blue that you've had sex with that says, I have something funny to share with you.
So she, a little bit of irony there.
I couldn't believe it.
That is hilarious.
Yes, it was very funny.
Did your stomach drop when she said that?
I was so confused. I was like, did she listen to the podcast? Is she pregnant? What's happening right now?
And so what did she say?
She listened to it and she loves you. And
she loves me.
Yes.
Aww.
And she thought it was funny. And she said, you're basically...
insane.
She was actually very supportive.
Really? She understood your anxiety?
Yeah, she was like, oh, it's something when something like along the lines of when you go through an experience like that, you feel so alone. Yeah, it was a very supportive thing, actually.
So are you going to go out with her again?
Well, she's geographically undesirable because she lives very far away from me.
Oh, okay.
In terms of a completely different state.
But she understood that you're like a little bit of an anxious mess.
I think everyone understood that, Mom.
At least the fact that she didn't like call you out and call you names and tell you you're like insane.
Yeah, like who would ever want to do that? Like my mother would never do something like that.
It's only after like 45 minutes of trying to convince you that some of this are completely irrational thoughts.
Right. Yeah. This is such a big, I mean, I'm so regular. You want to hear this shit?
What?
Oh my God. You know, this whole Kavanaugh shit is unbelievable. And I think it's triggering for a lot of people because, you know, it's just resurfacing a lot of trauma that people have gone through.
Yeah, I agree.
I've had people come to me who are men who are like, oh, fuck, like I'm scared that this is going to happen to me later on in my life.
Well, what did they do that to
things that when told to me, I was like, this is not likely not going to happen. I don't want to get into the specifics, but it just could I could imagine it makes someone very anxious.
If they were doing something that they felt was the wrong thing to do, then it should make them anxious.
Sometimes even when it's not, even
so
it,
when
you're
it's just
not
saying
the,
there was some
listen,
confusion.
Listen, I thought in this pregnancy scare, I thought that I was convinced that I impregnated this woman when clearly she's not pregnant at all. It was just my anxiety speaking.
Yeah, but she a wasn't telling you, I don't want to have sex with you, and then you
well,
pushed yourself on
no,
her.
No, it's a more complicated it's,
all right,
it's
well,
definitely more
so
complicated
your point
situation
being,
than that.
People have come to you and
people
said
come
concerned
to me on both sides. The men, some men are saying that, and some women saying that it's re-triggered like a lot of
trauma,
like experiences that they had. And so, yeah. So someone said was telling me about this situation. So now this is on my mind.
About, oh no! What?
And so I get. So she was telling me about how you know she was meditating and.
This is the same pregnancy girl or someone else?
Completely different. And it this, you know, during that long meditation, she was on a long meditation. She was reminded of this sexual assault that she had experienced.
Wow.
And that she'd been repressing.
Wow.
So later that night, I don't know. First I drank a couple glasses of wine. So I never drink. So I was clearly drunk. And,
oh no.
And, my friend was like, hey, do you want to try this weed chocolate?
What?
And I never smoke weed or eat weed.
How come you never do that with me?
So I was like, why not? I already got the two glasses of wine going. Why not get? So
oh
I take
my
the,
God. The did you hear what I just chocolate? Said, though, by the way?
Yes, I did. I'm moving right past
because
my mother saying, why don't you ever do that with me?
Because it's so funny to see you if you ever get high or something like that. I never see that.
Yeah, I was pretty out of my mind that night. Like, it was pretty... It was a fun experience. But at the end of the night, I start getting paranoid.
Of course.
And I start thinking that one of my gym teachers, either, I didn't think he assaulted me, but what if I had repressed a memory that like somehow he was assaulting someone else and I saw, or I made up a complete fabrication.
Oh my God,
that I
were
thought
you hallucinating?
I was repressing.
Oh my
God. I convinced myself that I was repressing this shit.
You were on edibles.
Yeah. Don't do this.
Edibles.
I'm over alcohol. I'm over weed.
That's it for you?
Yes. I hate it all.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't recommend combining those two either, especially for you.
Yeah. It was not a good. It was not.
I don't think I would combine
it. In that state
of
mind, I'm like, oh my God, maybe I did repress that memory.
I got to tell you about them. Edibles can make you paranoid because, you know, they're definitely more, it's a stronger buzz.
Right.
And
right.
And you can't like take a bite and then like see how you feel and then take.
Oh no, you're all in.
You're in.
Yeah.
I had a very bad experience with that.
I was in. What kind of experience?
I had an edible and then I thought, oh, it didn't affect me at all. I didn't need another one.
Oh no.
And then I was like, oh, I'm really seeing like double. Maybe I should have a drink.
Oh God.
It was a very bad idea. I think I vomited in some sort of a plant.
Oh.
It was not good. I'm never doing an edible in my life again. That happened a few years ago.
Speaking of good mental health, I wanted to play one of our
Whack Packers.
One little Whack Pack.
And who is this? I am trying to take a wild guess.
It's our favorite. Here he goes, Mr. Bean.
All right, kids, it's Sing Along with Mr. Bean. That's right. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the girls in the grass with the fingers up their ass singing waddle, waddle, waddle all day. Hoo, hoo.
Why?
I have no idea why.
Why are things always up the girl's ass and
sometimes up his ass.
And up his ass and up the vaginas. It's unbelievable.
You're forgetting all the Pop Rocks in his asshole.
Pop Rocks and ass. I don't even, that's how you got the name Mr. Bean.
It's but, unbelievable, this
oh
guy.
Oh my God, is he funny.
Yeah, you know, in the previous episode, I don't remember the last time we played a Mr. Bean clip, but I literally listened to these like on my own.
I know,
just
me too.
To make me laugh.
I know.
Because I think they're so funny.
When I'm in a bad mood, I play a Mr. Bean song. So
yes.
You guys, check it out. If you guys like Mr. Bean and you want to come up with a name for the Whack Pack, don't forget, you can text us at Yes Text Mom, and you can be in our Whack Pack if you want to join and sing a little song like that.
So I said in the last one that I'd like to go hang with Mr. Bean at some point because he makes me laugh so much. And so
he lives up in Maine, I believe.
He followed up with this one.
Yeah, this is Mr. Bean again. a couple episodes there, you mentioned about coming to Maine and hanging out with the one and only Mr. Bean. Here's an open invitation. Come on down. We don't deal with sex here. In Maine, we deal with bestiality. Bestiality where the sheep run scared and so do the people. So will they have to change the name to bestiality with the Buxton boys?
Oh.
Who are the Buxton boys?
Wait, the sheep run scared and so do the people. What is going on up in Maine,
oh
Mr.
My
Bean?
God, Mr. Bean.
Oh, it is incredible.
What a clown.
Clown.
Definition of a clown.
Yes, we love clowns.
Speaking of clowns, you want to talk about the circus that was Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch this trial? This is insane.
Well, you kind of alluded to, I mean, now that you said that about your hallucination about a gym teacher affecting you, in some way, which
is false. There was nothing.
Yeah.
Again, anxiety creeping up on me.
But I hope it doesn't somehow lead anyone to believe that Mr. Kavanaugh was some sort of a fabrication on the part of Ms. Dr. Ford. I hope that people don't believe that. I hope people do believe her.
Yeah, of course.
What if they're doing the edibles like you and they decide
no,
that
no.
it's...
First of all, I mean... Clearly, if you're getting to that state, if you watch her, you can tell she's telling the truth, or at least telling a part. Like she's telling her of a real memory. I would never get on a trial stand and say like, "Hey, I have this vague memory. I could have been on edibles and but it might have happened that my gym teacher." Fuck someone when I saw it? No, it's not the same thing. She clearly was telling the truth, or at least something. She was telling something that she was.
I know what you're talking about.
What?
There was some, a little, definitely there was something going on with the gym teacher in junior high with some volleyball girls.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of something completely different, actually.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. Anyway, for the Kavanaugh thing, I don't want to make this like such a political podcast, but. We both, my mom and I, we're on the same page.
Are you speaking for me?
Yeah. Okay. Son? What do you think of this whole thing?
I think she's telling the truth. I think he knew.
It's not a question of whether she's telling the
right,
truth.
Right.
Obviously, she's telling the truth. She
was
assaulted. She's telling the truth. She was going all the way to the Supreme Court. She's telling the goddamn truth.
Right. And he saying that he believes her, that he believes that she was telling the truth. It doesn't make sense for him to not believe that she didn't know what she was talking about then when it came to her saying 100% that it was him. So to me, it's like illogical.
Well, the truth is like, I think it's much more likely that he's just not going to remember something like this or not want to confess something like this.
Or he blacked
than
out.
Than it is for her to be making up this huge fabrication and getting to the point of talking in front of the whole Congress. So
she had nothing to gain by this.
Yeah,
she had
nothing
humiliation.
To gain. And we ended up tweeting something about this that I thought was pretty powerful.
Let's hear it.
A lot of people are saying, like, I think we don't, like, basically, a lot of people are hopeless, like, oh, this is not going to help us at all. But the truth is, so Anita Hill went through the same sort of testimony with Justice Clarence Thomas.
Yes.
He ended up getting... nominated and elected
as
a Supreme Court justice. But after that happened, they called after the 1992, the year after Anita Hill testified, they called it the year of the woman because a record number of female politicians were elected to office. 24 won election to the House and 4 were elected to the Senate. And they were bring the total to like 6 in the Senate.
So out of some negative brings a positive.
Yes. Yeah, so it tripled the amount of women in Congress. So in my opinion, that could only help the situation because we get more representation in Congress.
Well, let's just hope that it doesn't come to him having to be nominated in order to get that kind of result. Okay, let's just hope that he doesn't get approved.
I also hope everyone goes out and votes in the midterm elections.
Yes, so do I. So what...
Also, my closing remarks on that?
Yeah.
I don't want it to be like, do we believe him? Do we believe her? Like, that's such a... why don't we just get to the point of saying, like, hey, let's just get a judge that, doesn't have
that doesn't have a
possible
cloud. Yeah.
Sex felony associated with
and
him.
And also, how about the way he acted, like a spoiled, petulant little child?
Yeah, enough of that. Get him out of there. And he's so young. If he were like an incredible saint and he was at like in his 50s, then I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to want him around for the Supreme Court for 40 years. But until I see that, get them the fuck out of there.
Okay, I agree. Let's get someone in there that at least has some sort of a ethical stance. You know, even if it's just even if it's not someone who I 100% agree with all their political beliefs. At this point, I would like it if someone was pro-choice, but let's not go there right now. Okay. Anyway, what else do we wanted to talk about?
My birthday.
My birthday was a crazy night.
We already talked about your birthday, but if you want to say anything, closing remarks about that.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, we didn't talk about your actual experience on your birthday.
Yeah, my actual experience on my birthday was hilarious.
Yeah, what was it?
Well, I went out with Vicky Barbalek and her husband, who is a piano player at the Comedy Store, and my boyfriend Deez, and we went to the Magic Castle.
Where you saw one of our fans and a fellow patron and one of my good friends.
Yeah.
Frank.
It was an exciting moment for me. I was recognized at the Magic Castle.
How do you feel when you're recognized?
I was like, whoa, we got a fan here. That's wonderful. So if you guys see me on the street, make sure you come and say hello. Anyway, but the Magic Castle was fun. It was just like a crazy experience. You know, every room in the castle is... There's magic tricks. There's a weird vibe going on in there. It's like Houdini was there.
Very weird vibe.
It's got some weird... It almost feels like the house, a haunted house in the, when you're on Disneyland.
The Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, that too. You know, I get everything screwed up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it was a lot of fun over there. And Vicky's a kook. And so if you want to see some of those pictures, and they're on my Instagram page. And I think they're also on our Instagram for Sex Talk With My Mom. So if you guys haven't gone to Sex Talk With My Mom's other platforms.
You were saying that.
We're on YouTube and on Instagram.
You were saying that, by the way, we're still looking for a social media / video producer to join us in the studio and help us out. So hit us up if you're in the LA area with those skill sets and want to work on this. We'd love to have you. You were saying, by the way, that Vicky was getting recognized a bit more than you.
Yeah, at first it was 101. She had someone recognize her, and then I had. And then after a little while, because she was on America's Got Talent, that little show, she was getting a lot more recognition than me.
And how does that make you feel, Moot?
I was happy for her because she was so funny. She just said the funniest things. It was just one laugh after another that night.
Oh.
Yeah, she's funny.
We got a very nice message from someone, a very nice text from someone.
Who?
That I wanted to read.
Please.
I'm going to keep this person anonymous.
Okay.
This person said, I love your show so much. Every week I want to send you a question, a comment, an observation, but life gets in the way. I love today's episode so much and really hope that Tan Mercedes Gill responds to Cam. He is a catch. Deep down, he knows this.
You are.
Deep down, maybe I know that, but... at age 49, I can confirm Cam is infinitely more evolved than the typical man. He has quiet confidence, so rare, especially at his young age. That's a testament to his amazing parents.
I agree with her on that one, too.
Bottom line, Cam's patience will pay off. I'm looking forward to the meditation / mindfulness episode, No Rush.
Oh, I
like
that. We'll
have to get that out.
Yeah, a mindfulness episode.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for this very, very sweet message and rooting for me, believing in me.
Oh.
And
attributing to your parents.
This is your takeaway.
The truth of the matter is you kind of came out being this Buddhist-like. You're like literally, you are a baby Buddha. You're kind of fat like a baby Buddha. Your face was fat. Your ankles were fat. You blame it on me that your socks were too tight and caused lines on your feet.
I think you're just calling me a fat kid, Mom.
You are a fat kid, but you are a happy fat kid.
Thank you.
Never cried. Never did anything wrong.
I think we have to
wrap it up,
Mother.
Okay, so let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the... What? What? Why'd you look at me like you knew where I was going with that?
You were not going anywhere.
I saw
the train stopping short of the station.
Well, I realized trees, bees are knocking around with Kavanaugh. Okay. The Supreme Court nominees.
Oh! Boom!
See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.